question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
It's time for us to go PC, everyone. No, we're not into the woke or cancer culture that's harming our country. PC to us, however, means our personal connection segment of today's two-hour live broadcast. And we're sponsored by another new show sponsor we want all of you to support, Babbel.com/Carrie.
That's right. Pick the language you want to learn and say hello to Babbel.com/Carrie. This is something we can all do and really have some fun with, because learning a new language, whether you're going to be traveling abroad at some point, connecting with your family, or even just picking up a new hobby has never been easier. This is the number one selling language learning app out there. They make the whole process of learning a new language really fun, easy. They use bite-sized lessons that you're actually going to use in the real world in conversation. Their 15-minute lessons make it a great way to learn a new language on the go, and that's because they design their courses with practical real-world conversations in mind, or to put it another way, things you're going to get to use in everyday life.
And you know, because you're doing that right now. So folks, listen, the lessons were created by over 100 language experts, and their unique teaching method, it's been scientifically proven to be effective time and time again. Choose from 14 different languages, Mary's doing French right now, and save up to 65% off your subscription when you join us and start your new language learning journey today at Babbel.com/Carrie or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. High, Wide, and Handsome is the name of a new travel book by British-born businessman Julian Bishop. I think like many of us over the past year, he and his wife got a little bored with the pandemic isolation last year, so they decided to take a coast-to-coast road trip to explore America and learn as much as they could about our diverse nation in an attempt really to counter a lot of the negative information out there about our country and appreciate all the good things that exist here in the USA. Ready to go from Atlanta on the show hotline is Julian Bishop to share some more.
Greetings, Julian. Nice to meet you via our show hotline today. Welcome to RM World Travel.
Very nice to meet you as well, Robert.
No, nice to have you on the program. So listen, all right, I am a glass half full type of guy, I always tell people. I can frankly get easily irritated with negative people. And I think it's always healthy when we can share a dose of hope and positivity, certainly in the upside down world that the coronavirus has caused. And your book certainly does that in spades. So I applaud you for that. You know, before we get into some of the specific highlights, you know, of your travels around the U.S., you know, just tell our audience around the country, what prompted you to write the book?
Well, we were traveling across the USA, and I was sitting outside in a cafe in a place called Wallace in Idaho, and everything was perfect. The sun was shining, and people were getting on with their lives. And I, you know, looked at my phone, and I, you know, observed what people were saying about America, and it was almost all negative. And I couldn't really connect the two things, and it was at that point that I decided I was going to write a book which kind of explained, you know, the reason, well, explained American culture and explained how American culture had come about.
Well, I really like the fact that it was your travels and your observations when you were traveling that sort of inspired this. Julian, I know you grew up in England, and I grew up with a parent born in Europe. As my mother was born and raised in England, and she would comment many times when I was young, you don't realize, depending on what I did, you don't realize how good we have it here in the States for so many reasons. And I sort of grew up with that mentality, you know, really being grateful for what we have. And I think for all the faults that we certainly have in the U.S., there's still so much to be grateful for. So I'm curious about your travels. As you traveled across the country with your wife, did you find Americans that feel that way too? Talk a little bit about what you saw and the people that you met along the way.
Well, I think on that particular journey that I write about in the book, you know, we were traveling last summer, last June. We met probably fewer people than we would do normally, you know, because there was some, you know,
quite
pandemic, a bit of COVID
sure.
around.
Right, yeah.
But in general, if I talk about my travels, you know, generally, I think that Americans are actually pretty optimistic in the main. And I enjoy when you meet people who have different perspectives. And so, you know, and you definitely see that when you, you know, when you cross America, you know, people who live in the cities on the East Coast are very different from people who live in Michigan and who are very different from people who live in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what I find when I travel.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this, Julian, because, you know, I have the book here in the front of me, and I like the title of Chapter 7 in your book, In Awe of Mackinac. And I say that because Mary and I felt the same way when we visited. It was the first, actually, we do a segment of the show called The Destination Spotlight that's popular. It was the first one that we showcased back in 2017. It's just such a beautiful area of the country. It transforms you to a different time and place, and although it certainly can get crowded when we don't have the coronavirus around, it's nice just to get around on bike or foot or the horse carriages and not see any cars. So actually the whole UP, as they call it up there, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, it's a great part of the country. Tell us a little bit about that. And then I also want you to talk about when you headed to the Dakotas and then on to Montana, because they're also really special areas of the country as well.
Yeah, so I don't know when I'd heard about Mackinac, but I have wanted to go to Mackinac seemingly for the whole of my life. And I think when I originally heard about it, you know, the only way you could get between the lower and upper peninsula was, you know, over a boat. So to me, it was a place that I had always wanted to go to. And I had, whenever you're somewhere like Florida, whenever you meet someone, almost everyone you meet seems to have been from Michigan originally.
Well, at least on the West Coast, for sure.
That's true.
And they say how beautiful Michigan is. And I have been to Michigan on many occasions, but really only for work. And so what I wanted to do was, you know, go and, you know, have some leisure time on that western coast of Michigan and then up through the Upper Peninsula. And it was fantastic. I mean, everyone was just coming out of the original lockdown from COVID, and everyone was happy to be outside. It was, the beaches there are absolutely terrific. And, you know, if I was going to recommend someone, you know,
it's a true gem of our country.
Go up to Michigan, Lake Michigan, and enjoy the beaches there.
And go do that. So, what about the Dakotas and Montana? Talk a little bit about that as well.
What's in Montana?
You went to both of the Dakotas, so talk about that, and then on to Montana.
Well, North Dakota, the tourist board at North Dakota prides themselves on, you know, being the last state that pretty much everyone will visit. It wasn't quite our last state, but it was we took the northern road within North Dakota. We stopped at a absolutely fantastic museum. In the kind of the center of the North American continent. It was one of these sort of museums which, you know, local people had put together, you know, looking at their last 150 years of history. And it was one of the finest museums I've been to. And people were kind of celebrating, you know, from when people had gone to North Dakota for the first time. We stopped off in the National Park in North Dakota. And we were the only people, we went on a Saturday morning, and for the first 2 hours in that park, we were the only people in that park.
Heaven.
So it's a tremendous... parks and have tens of thousands of people.
I think both the Dakotas, Julian, and Montana, when you're there, and I know certainly Montana with Big Sky Country, people might not understand it until they go there. They will when they're there.
Julian,
I'm really glad you got a chance to go there, though.
Before we run out of time, this is flying by, and I will encourage people to read this book. It's a fascinating read. You and your family have lived in the States, I believe, since 2012. I also think you just completed your citizenship, and I want to know, did that road trip solidify for you all that you love about America? Are you going to stay in America?
So we had applied for a citizenship before we took the trip. So we were pretty certain that we wanted to be American before we did that.
Mm-hmm.
But the trip really did solidify why we wanted to be American. And, in terms of what we're going to do next, you know, we're going to stay in America, but we're going to travel. We're going to continue our travels elsewhere in the world as well.
I will ask you, so this is the personal connection of our show, and we just like to have people on and talk about how travel can affect or transform them. So I will ask you, did this trip across America to some of the better parts of the U.S., did it transform you?
Yeah, I think that travel should be transformational. I'm not talking about, you know, vacations that you take to the beach, but places where you're exploring. Those things should be transformational for people if they're done well. And so for me, the whole process of being in America since 2012 has transformed, you know, both the way I see the world and the way my family sees the world.
Well, we are very glad to hear that from you for sure. And folks, I want to let you know, if you want to connect with Julian yourself, you can do that through his website. The website is very easy. It's julian-bishop.com, julian-bishop.com. And you can find his book on the website as well or through your favorite bookshop. And again, it's called High, Wide, and Handsome, An American Journey. Really nice to meet you and to talk with you today. Thank you very much for the time. And enjoy the travels across America, Julian.
Very nice to meet you both.
Julian, thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Excellent.
All right, Mary. Nice guy. Good book, as
very,
you just said.
Very interesting read.
Very
you
much
can learn
so.
A lot in there about America.
All right, right now, folks, as our show moves right along today, we need to take a quick time out for some sponsor messages. The Museum Gallery and a lot more is still ahead, so stick around and don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.